You're listening to me, Murray Lachlan Young, on BBC Six Music. I'd like to welcome to the studio my last guest, poet, author, DIY club runner, and punk magazine editor, Kirsty Allison.
Hey. Hi, Murray. How are you doing?
All right, yeah, are you?
Excellent, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Pleasure. Where did it come from? Where did it start? For those who don't know.
It starts with Detroit and Iggy, Motor City, rebelling against the poverty of the environment and creating your own thing when there is nothing because you want to get out of town and you want to start your own movement.
So I might let the people opposite do the talking. They're here because they're unsung Londoners, because they're doing something that we think is interesting and worth finding out more about. They are Pete Woosh, who is himself a DJ, a record label founder, a man of music, and also Kirsty Allison, an artist. And they're both involved in something called the 52-card trick, and they're here to tell us more. Good morning, both of you.
Hi, good morning, Robert.
How did you get involved in this, Kirsty?
Well, I heard about the project and I was like, I want to get involved. So I got in touch and I was like, I'm up for supporting that. I saw that people like Crazy P, Raph Randell, kind of all sorts of like buskers from Japan. It's a really diverse project. I thought it needed a bit more woman in it.
So spiritwrestlers.co.uk.
Spirit wrestlers. Right. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of spirit wrestlers?
No, I haven't heard of any spirit. Nor do I do a lot of spirit wrestling. The occasional bit of Greco-Roman.
It's kind of this spiritual awakening that first happened in Russia. Leo Tolstoy loved it. And it was this group of sort of naked farmers who were...
Now you're talking my language.
I'm Anissa Subedar, and you're listening to the BBC Trending Podcast. In the next two episodes, we're looking at the worldwide impact of Me Too. I'm joined by a panel of women who are going to help navigate this landscape, one from a studio in Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Megan McArdle, a columnist for The Washington Post.
And two of my guests are in the studio with me here in London.
My name is Kirsty Allison, and I'm a writer, author, and various labels, which I'm totally against.
Hello, I'm Natalie Collins, and I'm a gender justice specialist.
Do you feel part of the movement, and in what way have you participated? Let's start with you, Kirsty.
Firstly, I'm a total feminist. I mean, just being born a woman, I'm born in a world which is not equal. I wrote an essay which has a swear word in it that said I effed Harvey Weinstein, and I made a t-shirt about it, which I published on my own blog, that got quite a lot of respect and attention because it brought into the argument the issue of agency and women and culture. So I think basically behaviour is a culture that we need to take responsibility for.
You didn't actually have sex with Harvey Weinstein.
No, but I was born blonde. I mean, that puts you in a situation before you've even begun.